Hi, and welcome to the Fall Mountain Retreat, the virtual retreat. We're so glad that you can join us. Well, with the world being as crazy as it is, we've had to learn to adapt, and that's what this is a process and adaptation. So we're very grateful that you chose to be with us at this time. And we begin by opening up this retreat with a couple of announcements. First, as I mentioned, welcome. We're so glad you're here. And as you're probably aware, the fall time is a time for some self-reflection, some time for soul searching, some time for renewal, and definitely some time for relaxation. And that's what we're doing right now, is taking time to relax, to cultivate some inner thoughts and feelings, and take a look at some things going through our mind and our heart, and letting go of things we no longer need, and making room for some new insights, some new thoughts, some new wisdom, some new energy that can help us and guide us along the next chapter of our human journey. So a little bit about this retreat. When I first came out with the book, Stand Like Mountain, Like Water, I was on book tour, and people came out to me all across the country and said, if you ever do anything in Colorado, would you please let me know? And they had in mind like a conference or a workshop or a retreat. And I thought to myself, good idea. So I began to collect names and email addresses. And about a year after the book came out, I hosted my first Fall Mountain retreat up in Estes Park. And then from there, we moved to Vail, Colorado. And we kind of go back and forth. And this year, obviously, it's a little bit different. We are going to be in Vail, Colorado, but you most likely are also enjoying the comforts of your own home or wherever you happen to be choosing to do the retreat. So we've been going on for about 23 years. This is our 23rd year, and people come back year after year. Some people actually know each other just from their retreat. Some people are new, but we always make friends. And the slogan has been that this is find your vibe with your tribe. And it's become a tribe of sorts, people who have something in common, something to share about their own personal journeys, their own personal growth. And it's just great to be with like-minded people. And so you are part of this family by taking part in this retreat. Even though it's a virtual way of doing this, you're taking part of this retreat here. And like I said, we're glad to have you here. So those who may have read the book, Stand Like Mountain, Like Water, know that I talk about this concept called seasons of the soul. And there are four distinct seasons, which very nicely correspond to the seasons of planet Earth. There is the centering process, which is much like autumn. There is the emptying process, much like winter. There is the grounding process, which is similar to spring. And of course, the last one is the connecting process, which is like summertime. We are right now in autumn. And so it stands to reason that we would take a look at the idea of centering. And the word center means to enter the heart. If you take a look at the word center, you'll see the word enter right there. And so this is a time of soul searching, a time of going inside. And that's what we invite you to do. And so there are lots of exercises that we're going to offer here that give you a chance to do some self-exploration and at your own level, at your own comfort level there. And if nothing else, just some time to relax. So let me just also explain to you a little bit about the difference between a retreat and a workshop. I do a lot of workshops, and you may go to a lot of workshops. Workshops are very, very heavy with content and information, whereas retreats are more self-paced in terms of taking time to do just what I mentioned, take time to do some soul searching, some inner reflection, some time to really just catch your breath. And granted, you could do that while you're at a workshop, but in a retreat, there's not a whole lot of information dissemination. There's some. You may come across some really neat ideas and some what I call ageless wisdom. But for the most part, really, it's time to do some guided mental imagery, do some relaxation exercises, some visualizations, some journaling, and also a time to kind of like reshuffle the deck of your mind to get a new order to, again, help you the next leg of your journey. So with that in mind, let me just explain to you about this flash drive. So because I thought it would be a really good idea to give some options, I recorded in the studio a lot of what have become very, very popular guided meditations that I do on their retreats and also the trips to Italy and Ireland. And people have been asking for years to have me go in the studio and record these. And of course, with all this time I've had the past several months, I had lots of time to go in the studio. So I thought, what better time than to do it? So what you have on your flash drive are a number of guided meditations and visualizations that we're going to do in the retreat in Vail, but you have access to them right now. And the nice thing about this is that you can use them whenever you want. It's not a one-shot deal. So I've recorded several of these, some real simple ones like the circular breath meditation, the diaphragmatic breathing exercise that we do when we start the retreat. But I also have some new ones. In my meditation, I'm always talking to my spirit guides, asking for some new insights and some new ideas for things. And I got some really good ones that seem to have come from the higher realms that to share with you. I'll just tell you a clue right now. One of them is called Hugging the Family Tree, which I'm really excited about because I think it's pretty neat. And then another one that I'm very excited about is called Crossing the Bridge to the New World. So you'll hear more about that when you check out those recordings. And a couple of them I decided to actually do as both an audio. So if you want, you listen to it as an MP3 file, but also you can listen to it or watch it as a video on your computer screen too. So there's a real nice nature videos that kind of go along with those where appropriate. Let's see. So we normally have a concert on Saturday night, and I'm not sure that's going to actually happen. For if you're doing the virtual retreat, it's not going to happen. So I decided to actually instead do what I call as a fireside chat, and also include what I'm so excited about for you to see is a copy of Ursong's 2, Guided Meditation on the Healing Power of Nature. So we've got lots of things lined up for you. In addition to that, there's also the workshop handout book. And this contains some of the insights of journal themes that we assigned throughout the course of the weekend. It also has a couple of short articles I've written about various things, like one's called Embracing the Shadow. I have one on laughter in the time of Corona, and just some other things to kind of like seed some thoughts for you as well. So feel free to peruse through that at your own leisure. And again, everything that we do in this workshop, I'm sorry, in this retreat, whoops, I caught myself there. Everything that we do in this retreat is optional. So if you decide that, this one particular thing is not for you, that's fine. If you listen to it for the first few minutes and think, you know, it's not for me, that's fine too. There's a lot of empowerment in making choices. And that's a large part of what this retreat is about, is to reclaim your personal sovereignty. And so that's why we give you the freedom to choose what you want to do. And if you decide you don't want to do something, that's fine too. That's great. You'll notice in the schedule that I put down this time slot for restorative yoga in the morning. And I would like to encourage you to take some time if you do this on the weekend on a Saturday and Sunday, to begin your day with some stretching exercises and some nice slow yoga asanas. I can't tell you how important I think that is to try and just make sure that your mind and body are in alignment together. So if that's something you can do, just find a nice space in your living room or someplace where it's nice and quiet, and just do some stretching and just think with your idea of of doing yoga that you want to really take some time to make sure that your spine is aligned. And that's all we'll say about that. I also have in the schedule that we have some time for mindfulness meals. And so in some of these retreats you may go to, like if you've been to Kripalu, in the old days of Kripalu anyway, you would go to breakfast and you would eat, but you wouldn't talk. It was all done in silence. And the whole purpose was to actually just be more mindful of what you're eating. So you're invited to try doing that with a couple of your meals in this retreat time, just to take some time and really just taste the food, chew the food that you're engaged with your meals. And that would also include things like tea and beverages too. We also ask everyone when you're in the mountains to drink lots of water. And the reason being is that the altitude truly is a force to be reckoned with. And it's a very, very dry climate in the mountains. But even if you're at sea level, we would like to encourage you to drink lots of water. And to drink lots of water really is not just a physiological request, but also a metaphorical one too. It's a way to help you to do more cleansing. And the idea is to cleanse, to release, to cleanse again. We also have on the schedule a suggested time allocation for mindfulness nature walks. And I realize that many of you who are doing this at your home location are going to be in a different place than what we normally do. So I don't know what you have available to do for nature walks, but I like to encourage you to maybe like spend about 20 minutes just going outside without your phone or your screen device and just be present in the natural world. And what I typically ask people is to just be more aware of your natural surroundings. And because of the time that we're in right now with this pandemic, a lot of people are spending more time outside. I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but in Colorado, people are really taking to nature, which is long overdue, I might add. We invite you to take some time to do a mindfulness nature walk, which is, again, to walk in silence without distractions and just be in the presence of the earth energies. We will also have a closing ceremony at the end of this. And so just to kind of pull things together there. So know that we go full circle here. And those are the announcements for the retreat. So again, welcome. We're glad you're here. We're delighted that you're here. And I think you're going to enjoy this immensely. And again, the idea is to, as a self-paced program, go at your own pace. We have a schedule for you, but feel free to change that up. And we'll see you at the closing ceremony. All right. Thanks so much.